This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The WBEN All Local. All Local. A daily look at what's happening in Buffalo, Western New York, and the world.
I'm Susan Rose.
I'm Brian Mazurowski.
Russell Salvatore is accused in a lawsuit of sexual assault, harassment, discrimination, and wrongful termination. In a suit filed yesterday, a former employee alleges that the restaurateur sexually assaulted her on several occasions throughout her nine-year employment. She described the work environment as abusive and sexually hostile and claimed she was wrongfully terminated in December of 2023. The lawsuit brought against Salvatore, Russell Steaks, Chops, and More, and Salvatore's business partner, Mark Yerge.
Salvatore issued a statement which reads, in part, "I was shocked, saddened, disappointed to learn that an employee who had been with me over 9 years has decided to file a lawsuit against me. I believe the lawsuit is in retaliation for a policy change that was implemented involving her and associate bartenders that she didn't agree with. The letter I received from her and her attorney was, in my opinion, an attempt to extort me for $1.5 million. He said he will not buckle to threats.
The Erie County executive outlining a plan to implement a countywide system for property assessments. WBEN's Brayton Wilson is here with more.
During his State of the County address on Wednesday at the Buffalo AKG Art Museum, Mark Poldenkars detailed his plans to establish an Erie County assessor's office in order to streamline the property assessment process for all municipalities across the county. Poldenkars says the current system results in property assessments swinging wildly between municipalities.
Some municipalities have not reassessed properties in decades, while others are more current, giving a distorted picture of property values in Erie County. This also results in the state mandating the implementation of an equalization system that truly no citizen understands, and most elected officials don't either. This balkanized system creates unfairness across the county, resulting in some property owners paying more than they should, essentially underwriting other property owners.
Currently, two other counties in New York State, Tompkins and Nassau County, have a similar assessor's office in place, and Poldenkars believes an assessor's office in Erie County can bring a much-needed solution for property assessments that will streamline the property assessment process, promote fairness, enhance transparency in evaluations countywide, and more. So how would this whole process work? Poldenkars says it starts with taking over the assessment functions for municipalities all across the county.
It works best if it's a completely unified system. It's possible we could do a rollout with a number of towns that no longer want to do it, and we are expecting, based on conversations our Department of Real Property Tax Director has already had, that there are some towns that just want to get out of the assessment business totally.
More from Poldenkars following Wednesday's State of the County address is available for you online. Brayton Wilson, WBEN.com News.
Well, is it a good idea? WBEN's Tom Puckett brings us more.
There's definitely pluses and minuses.
Don Griebner of Real Property Services.
His rationale for wanting to be more efficient in a countywide assessment process would have some efficiencies. There wouldn't be the duplication of efforts from town to town. I think that's a positive. Another positive is there's some smaller towns that don't have the resources to keep up with the assessment process. They probably have a part-time assessor.
But Griebner cites meetings he's had with individual town assessors this week and pointing out a negative, loss of that personal touch.
They're doing this outside of the formal process because they know every property is unique. They're willing to listen to each case individually, and I'm afraid we're going to lose that personal connection if we do all of this at the countywide level.
Hear the full conversation online. Tom Puckett, WBEN.com News.
All right. Thank you for that, Tom. The only debate in the special election for the 26th Congressional District aired last night on Channel 4. West Seneca Supervisor Gary Dixon and State Senator Tim Kennedy sparred on a number of issues, including migrants at the southern border.
The president has all the authority that he needs right now to make a substantial impact on the number of people crossing into the border. He just chooses not to do it. We need to operate under the first principle that anybody who comes into the country needs to come into the country legally.
There is a solution. It has been made in a bipartisan fashion by the United States Senate. It will secure the border. It will ensure that we are investing in our U.S. Border Patrol at the border that's protecting us. And it will also make sure that those seeking asylum that qualify are acclimated into society and as expeditiously as possible.
Early voting continues in this race through Sunday. The election is Tuesday.
WBEN News Time, now 5:07. Well, tensions flaring on campuses from coast to coast. Police arresting many violent protesters on multiple campuses. Andrew Dimbert reports on the House Speaker visiting one.
House Speaker Mike Johnson is threatening to pull federal funding for schools that don't create safe environments for Jewish students. He visited Columbia yesterday.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses. They have chased down Jewish students. They have mocked them and reviled them. They have shouted racial epithets.
Johnson suggested the National Guard could be used, if needed, to break up the protests. The White House said it condemns anti-Semitism, but also said free speech on college campuses is important.
That's Andrew Dimbert with the report.
257 players will be selected in this year's NFL Draft, which begins tonight.
Tonight in Detroit.
The NFL Draft is now officially open.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell will be on stage to open the 2024 NFL Draft. The event's gone from a quiet meeting in New York City to a three-day football fest that's expected to draw more than 300,000 people. The Chicago Bears have the first overall pick. They're expected to use it on USC quarterback Caleb Williams. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Okay, for us, we're sitting at the 28th pick, at least right now.
Which I've heard is around 11:30 tonight.
You know, that's typically around when it might happen. We'll see. Maybe it'll go pretty fast. Maybe it'll go fast this year. I don't know. Well, or maybe the Bills will trade up. Maybe they'll trade way up. We'll talk all about it with Sal Capaccio a little bit later on this morning. But a lot of possibilities. Could be some action happening early in the draft tonight. Well, airline passengers should get ready for some new refund rules that could benefit them and penalize airlines. Mandating cash refunds when flights are delayed or canceled, or when an airline changes your airport, adds connections, downgrades your seat. Andrea Fujii says airlines don't like the idea.
Under current regulations, the airlines decide how long a delay must last before triggering refunds. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says that era is over.
This isn't just about enforcing when something goes wrong. It's making it less likely something would go wrong in the first place.
But the trade group representing the airlines argues customer satisfaction and air travel are at an all-time high, and airfares are at an all-time low when adjusted for inflation. They say refund complaints have fallen sharply since 2020, with $43 billion in refunds since then.
Interesting. Andrea Fujii there with the report, customer satisfaction at an all-time high. Does that sound accurate to you?
No.
I don't...
Where did that come from?
I don't know. But, like, is this just the case of, look, I mean, there's more people traveling by sky than ever before.
Planes
so
are packed.
There's going to be more complaints, right? If there's more flights or, you know, a greater chance of cancellation or delay. And the vast majority of times, right? Like, I'm thinking about every time, you know, I've flown, it's been fine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, you know, I haven't run into any big problems. There's been no crazy passenger.
If things work out well, I always feel lucky.
But it's the norm, you know, that things work out well. You know, we only hear about all these crazy.
That's just it.
I want to see who they surveyed.
Incidents.
All the people who got a free flight. That's who they for the survey.
Your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast. Blue skies this afternoon with temperatures near 50 degrees. Tonight, mainly clear and cold. Overnight lows near 30. A sunny day on Friday with temperatures in the low to mid 60s. Scattered showers and thundershowers return on Saturday. With your exclusive WBEN 7 weather forecast, I'm Chief Meteorologist Aaron Minkowski.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bill's sideline reporter for WGR. He's on the Trocar College Live Line. The NFL draft is in Detroit tonight. Sal, you're covering it from the war room at the stadium in Orchard Park. It seems like the biggest question is, if the Bills want one of the top flight receivers, do they have to trade up, or is the class so deep that they could get one available at their pick at 28?
It's a great question, and I think a lot of that, Susan, might lie in, do you view Brian Thomas Jr. as one of the top flight receivers? There seems to be a consensus of the top three, Marvin Harrison Jr., Malik Nabers, Rome Odunze. They definitely would be guys you'd have to trade up for. There's no way that if Odunze is the last one to go, he's not getting past, let's say, the top 10. I mean, pretty surprising if he went any further than that. You'd have to trade up. And that's a massive move from 28. You're talking about giving up next year's first rounder on top of capital this year and next year. If you wait for Brian Thomas Jr., it is possible that you'd have to trade up to get him. Maybe Brandon Bean sees he's sitting there at 18, 19, 20 and says, you know what? I can't let him fall any further, just like he did for Dalton Kincaid in the early 20s last year. Or you could stay where you are and say, we'll take our chances to take him. If not, we're still going to get a Xavier Worthy, an A.D. Mitchell, a Xavier Leggett. It is a very good class, as you point out.
Does it have to be a wide receiver? It seems like all the attention is focused on wide, especially after Stephon Diggs was traded to Houston. But does it necessarily have to be one, or is it just a kind of a thing where a lot of fans will be disappointed if it isn't?
You know, it's funny, Brian. I just said to Jeremy this morning over on WGR, thanks, Jeremy, for putting us on the wide receiver train for so many months. And I half kid because, you know, we've been driving it. He's been talking about it. We all think it's wide receiver. Does it have to be? No, of course not, right? It is a really, really deep class. They can take another position and then go get wide receivers later. They can get wide receivers in the second round. They don't have a third round pick. Maybe they trade to get an extra pick. We've heard about them double dipping maybe a little bit later for other wide receivers. But it's such a glaring need on a Super Bowl ready roster, right? A contending Super Bowl team. This is the one spot that they need. And they needed it even before they traded Stephon Diggs. And then they made themselves intentionally worse, even Brandon Bean's words, that they weren't as good the next day by trading Stephon Diggs. So it doesn't have to be, but I think it would really take the special right kind of player for them to say, we're not going to take a wide receiver here. We're going to take something else and get wide receiver later. Is it possible? Of course it's possible. I just think it would be pretty surprising to me right now, given all the information we know about this offseason and how they've talked.
What are some under the radar positions that the Bills are looking at, possibly even in the first round?
Well, if it does get to a point where it's not wide receiver, I think edge rusher would be something they'd have to look at. There are some good edge rushers. There's not a lot of it. It's not a super deep class. So if you want to wait, you're probably not going to get a guy you feel really comfortable coming in and helping your team immediately. This team needs somebody to come in and help immediately with all their draft picks because of the changes they've made. They need to get a little bit younger on the roster and financials. So these early picks are going to be very important for guys to play. And I think that you could find a spot for a guy to play edge rusher. So Jared Verse from Florida State, Chop Robinson, athletic freak out of Penn State. Some of the testing measurables that you see from him are pretty incredible. There's a really interesting guy from UCLA. His name is Leatu Latu, and he has a neck issue. And people say, look, if it's not for that neck issue, he'd be a top 10 pick. But because of it, he's dropping. And that really comes down to your own medicals, like how much you think about what, you know, he would be and how long he can play and is he okay and healthy. And that's the information we don't know that these teams have had. Then you have defensive line, interior defensive line. Now, the Bills like to rotate guys there, and there are some really nice players that they could find at 28. Johnny Newton from Illinois could wind up being there. I don't think Byron Murphy gets that far, but there are interesting players at that spot. So I think those are the things you're looking at. And then, look, guys, they do need help in the secondary as far as depth. I think they're set with their two starting corners. I think they're set with what they feel at safety, but there's a really nice player named Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. A lot of people believe he might be the best player overall in this draft and in his career when it's said done on the defensive side of the ball. But do the Bills take a guy that would have to walk right into a Sean McDermott defense and start right away and play him, whether he'd be comfortable with that. He is fantastic, but I don't know if there's a spot for him right now. And like I said, this pick has to hit.
Is there an element of, when it comes to the draft, kind of like dealing with your emotions? Because I look at Brandon Bean and some of the things he's done in the past, and then the hype around the draft. And when you see some of those behind the scenes videos of how excited everybody in the room is when either a pick is made or a big deal happens to move up, and like, it's kind of infectious. How do you cool those emotions? Because I can kind of see a scenario where you got Brandon Bean sitting in a room going like, yeah, let's do it. Trade up. Like, give them all the picks and like, let's go get like an awesome guy here. And it'll be so exciting. How do you, you know, kind of measure that with, well, what realistically needs to be done here?
Well, there's two different kinds of emotion here, Brian. There's the fan emotion where you fall in love with the player and go, oh yeah, and you're the fan, and you know, you want your team to do something you really love because you love that idea and you envision the player in your uniform. You can't get caught up in that if you're Brandon Bean. You have to make business decisions tonight, just like he had to make business decisions to release Jordan Poyer and Tre'Davious White and Mitch Morris. Those things are never easy, but you have to detach yourself from the emotion if you're Brandon Bean. Now, that said, we know that, you know, there's guys that he loves that he'd like to bring onto the team. But it's not about emotion. It's about helping the football team. And it's about, hey, this guy's really going to help. And a great example is last year, Dalton Kincaid. This is perfect, which is Brandon Bean told us last week. He said he had a deal in his hand that he would have traded down in the first round to get extra capital in the second round. He really liked the deal. He was going to do it. But then Dalton Kincaid started falling a few spots, and they really liked Dalton Kincaid. And he's like, you know, I just can't let him fall far enough. He said, I wanted to go to sleep at night, Thursday night, knowing I got my guy and feeling really good about it. So he jumped up and he got him, and he didn't take that deal. And that's the kind of emotion that he's got to deal with.
Oof. All right. I know it's a nerve-wracking night, but as it stands now, if they stay at 28, you're expecting it when?
You guys ready to not get some sleep? 11:30. 11:30 is the pick at 28, about. It's in the 11 o'clock hour. So if you wait for the Bills to pick at 28, they don't make any moves up, expect them to be picking. It could vary depending on how quickly the first 27 go, obviously. But from the research I've done, we're looking at probably anywhere between 11:10 p.m. and 11:45 p.m.
Jeez. I only have one fantasy league where it goes, you know, it can go that late. And we're just in the first round here, Sal. You know, the draft is great. So many people love it. I like it, too. My favorite thing is the schedule release, though. And you have a new podcast out on dealing with just that. I actually love that more than a lot of your draft stuff, Sal.
Hey, no offense. I love it, too. I love it more than the draft stuff myself, I think. Thank you for allowing me to talk about it, because it's really my favorite podcast I do every year. I've been doing it for the last 5 years, and last 2 years, including this year, was also with Matt Bove, my co-host, and it's always Game Day in Buffalo. And we interview Mike North. Mike North is the VP of broadcasting for the NFL. He is one of the head schedule makers. He's so fascinating to talk to about the schedule, how it comes together, all the things they have to think about, all the different parts and the moving parts that I don't think any of us really kind of, you know, realize, and TV partners and primetime games and all those kinds of things. And of course, we talk specifically about the Bills and how highly the Bills still rate. Here's a hint. Still very highly. Get ready for a lot of primetime games this year again. We don't know exactly how many, but it's going to happen. We talk about international games and the future of that. We talk about the new streaming platforms and Amazon and Amazon Prime and Peacock. We talk about the Christmas Day game they're going to have this year on a Wednesday, how that's going to work and what that means for the teams playing there. So much. It's so cool. Listen, we talk for an hour and a half. Here's my advice to anybody. If you're thinking about watching a movie, it takes about an hour and a half. Don't go listen to the podcast or watch the podcast. It's wherever you pod, or it's on my Sal Sports YouTube channel where all the Always Game Day in Buffalo pods live. So thank you. That was awesome.
All right. Hey, Sal, thank you. Have fun tonight.
That's the WBEN All Local. All new episodes are made available each weekday morning, produced by the award-winning WBEN Newsroom.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.